Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable for this Monday morning, and an exciting Monday morning it is. It is the 24th of May, and 13 minutes past 9 o'clock. We are pleased. Alan's right here, and he's right in the studio. He's right behind. He's right over there. Hi. Here, I can almost touch you.
Here I am.
How are you?
Here I am. Well, I'm nervous. You know, I started doing these fun drives with Dave Gilletly and others in 1979. And it's been a long time, and I have to tell you, and I think Roselle will tell you this, that I get nervous before every one of them, and it's never proven to be, what I always worry about. But what I worry about is that, and the bad dream is that people who really love this thing won't be there.
Bad dream.
And you are there. We know you are, and we thank you for everything that you have all done already. But here we go again. We're going to need all your help today. We're going to have to raise $1 million by the time it's all over. Right now, Joe, you can confirm this, but I think we have in the lockbox an amazing amount of money, $293,174. To get to $1 million, well, we need about $600,000.
Right.
And that's going to mean...
Well, that, seven, right?
293 now. Yes,
seven.
You're right, as always.
Yep.
As always, my friend, you are right. $700,000. We have 500,000 people we know listening to this radio station every month. And the kind of regard that I know exists out there for this station has been extraordinary. Everywhere I go, and I'm sure this is true with you too, Joe, you know, people stop and they say, I can't live without the roundtable. I can't live without WAMC. All through Trump, it was my go-to place. Now, every single issue that is of importance to me is discussed on the roundtable. And everything that we do as a group. Everybody is welcome. Everybody, when we have you writing and you write in and you say, this is what I think about that, it becomes very important.
We love your letters.
We do. It becomes very important. So this morning, we're gonna try to raise as much of that $600,000 as we can. Joe, we do it, and so everybody knows, point by point, piece by piece. But what is it, Joe, that makes WAMC unlike any other public radio station in the country? You know, I was talking to the wonderful Roselle before I left early this morning from Great Barrington, and she said, WAMC has character. That's what it has. And, you know, everything else doesn't. It's that simple.
Everything is characterless.
So if you go to the New York Times this morning, or was it yesterday? You see a huge story about how WNYC in New York is losing it. They're fighting with each other. They're unhappy with each other. Everybody's calling everybody names. That's not this radio station. This is a station where everybody respects everybody else and loves everybody else. And so, if that is true, then what you have to do is say, okay, the least I can do is put something in, whether it's $5 or $5,000. Now, we've gotten both. But whatever you can do, with 500,000 listeners, there's no reason that it can't be over right now. Now, the best way to do that is go to WAMC. Are you listening? WAMC.org. You write that in. Up comes the menu. You put whatever you want to put in. Or you can stick it in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Or, and we'll drive our people crazy, but it's worth it. Joe, how do they get in touch by phone?
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. We have staff standing by. A lot of folks who signed up on the staff, and they're ready, willing, and able. We even have a couple real-life volunteers, I believe, somewhere in the building. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
Now, it has not been easy. We've all lived through a pandemic together. But then remember, we've been there with you. during this entire time. We've been there with you. We hope that we've been there for you. And we hope that everything that is important. Now, you may disagree with something you heard from one panelist, either me or Rosemary or anybody else. It doesn't matter.
No, just you two.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You may have heard something you didn't like, but that's what makes it worth listening to, because it's going to be, you know, we're going to tell you what the various opinions are on different things. So 1-800-323-9262. Isn't that right, Joe?
That is right.
Yeah.
You
or,
got it.
Or wamc.org. And we're hoping that we can count on you and that you'll lead the way and that you'll get it started and we'll be able to report back to you as this thing goes on. So right now, as we start this morning, 293-174 out of a million. That's what we got. We can make this, and we could make it today. Believe me, we could. If everybody decides, I'll do one little thing. Joe, over to you.
All right, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. Now, we are going to have a panel in the middle of all of this because that's what we do, and we'll talk about subjects, and we have a very wonderful patient panel who are here to, they're going to talk about their stuff, and then they're also going to, you know, be around and watch a make a lot of money this morning, right?
Because in the end, we can't have the station without making what we need to do.
Can't have a panel without the money. So here we go. Political consultant and lobbyist Libby Post is here. Good morning, Libby. How are you?
Yo, Lib.
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fine.
I'm good.
Well, we love you, Libby, and you have been so important to this radio station and to this show. And to me, you've always been the voice of reason. So,
how's that, Libby? So voice
well,
of reason.
Well, Alan, that comes few and far between. There's so many people who don't agree with you, but that's great. Thank you so much for the vote of confidence, and I love you too, and I love the station. And people, please just fill up that lockbox so that we can just keep talking.
Albany Law School professor and director of the Immigration Law Clinic, Sarah Rogerson, is here as well. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. I was actually asked over the weekend, which was we had two commencement ceremonies for Albany Law School, and I was asked once whether what it was like to work with Alan Chartok.
And then, oh, that's and weird. I've never gotten that question.
And my then thing. Every third conversation was about the station. So I'm just amplifying that everywhere I go, I hear people talking about the benefit of this station in their lives.
Somebody said to one of our panelists about me, why don't you just slap him? What can I
say? Libby, was that you?
Isn't that why we're all remote?
That's right.
Why is it that we're all remote?
No, we're well, it's a
so
pandemic.
Nobody will slap me.
Yeah, it's a pandemic.
Oh, yeah, well,
that. We're working on it, though. We'll get people back.
I know.
I promise.
I want to come back to the studio.
I know.
It's soon.
Soon.
I
it's
want
in
to
process.
See your bright and shiny faces.
So as we start, and I want to get to stories, but Alan, do we have anything, do we have any exciting news as far as anything?
Anything. Oh, well, we don't. The only thing I know is that we have in the lockbox, which is incredible, more than ever, starting out, 293-174. Now the phones are ringing.
Yep.
I'm sure,
and we'll be able them from here.
We'll be able to give you. We'll be able to give you an update as we see it. But of course, the big news is an airplane that got forced down by a jet fighter. Joe, can you tell us a little about that?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the challenge.
Oh, the challenge. Yes, you are so right.
We'll talk about the horrible plane. I was going to ask you about the job.
Okay. So we heard from David DeWeese and Ann Heller of New York, know it well, brought up there.
Yep.
And they said, okay, tell you what, we'll start you out. We'll give you $1,000 if you can make $25,000 by the end of the roundtable this morning. And that's 11 o'clock. We're going to say 11 o'clock, right, Joe?
Yep.
So $1,000 if we can do it. So David DeWeese and Ann Heller of New York, we thank you so much for starting us out with that challenge. It's great, and that's what people always do.
And we probably should have talked about this prior, but is there a goal this morning?
Yes. I thought I just said 25,000.
25,000? I may not have been. I may have been doing calculating.
Yeah. Well, better you should calculate than we should get it wrong.
Okay.
But anyway, David DeWeese and Ann Heller, that's great. Thank you for doing
25,000.
So right. Give us the first 1,000 if we can make 25,000.
So
now, if you can help
20.
That.
Yeah,
if
got
you
it.
Got some a little extra, or if you can do, you know, 1,000 or
a little here, match a little
it,
there.
25,000, 50,000, or 400,000. All of that would be good.
All of that would be great. All right. So we're ultimately trying to get to 300 and to have $320,000 in the lockbox, if I'm reading this correctly.
If you say so, boss.
Okay.
That's it.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Let's get to the subjects here, and we'll get started. I want to introduce everybody, right? We did do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's go to what we're working on today. Alan mentioned the Belarus force down. This is a weird story, a fascinating story, but the dissident Roman Protasevich.
Sounds right.
Okay.
Don't look at me.
It may not be right, but there you go. Co-founded a Telegram channel that is a popular opposition outlet in Belarus. The plane was flying from Athens to Lithuania when it was forced down. The strongman president of Belarus sent a fighter jet to intercept a European airliner traveling through the country's airspace on Sunday and ordered the plane to land in the capital Minsk, where a prominent opposition journalist aboard was then seized, provoking international outrage. The stunning gambit by Alexander Lukashenko, a brutal and erratic leader who has clung to power despite huge protests against the government last year, was condemned by European officials who compared it to hijacking. It underscored that with the support of President Vladimir Putin of Russia, Mr. Lukashenko is prepared to go to extraordinary lengths to repress dissent.
He's a dictator. And so one of the things about this guy, I think he's the last standing dictator in that whole area.
That block.
Yeah. And he is brutal. I only want to say that I do have an interest in all of this because I believe my mother's family came from Minsk. Or was it Pinsk?
I don't know.
Probably Minsk.
Would be your guess, Minsk. Besides the fact that I was fascinated that this guy was flying coach. Libby, what do you make of it?
Well, this is quite the strong arm tactic by, you know, Putin Jr. I mean, that's basically who this guy is. He's been in office as quote unquote president for over 20 years, maybe almost 25 years. And last year there were so many protests against him and he managed to survive. And the woman who ran against him for president, I think the election was rigged. I don't think there was really any question about it. You know, they want to get rid of dissenting voices. I don't think we'll see this guy again, the 24-year-old. The 24-year-old who they took off the plane, 24 years old, a brave young man speaking his mind who will probably never be seen again. This is how they operate.
24. And then what do you do? Like, what's the plus on this as far as what do you get from doing this? Sarah?
Well, I think they've got a bunch of different objectives, one of which being to really send a message to the opposition that they're not afraid to break international laws in order to suppress dissidents. It reminded me of Khashoggi and the length to which dictators go to suppress and to, you know, terminate those who spread truth and light. So, you know, it's a targeting of a journalist on his way to see an opposition leader someone who hosted a very popular resistance platform, someone who was changing hearts and minds or fortifying them. And this sends a blow to all of those folks who are looking for hope in a desperate situation.
So what is
increasingly
Putin,
desperate?
So, Sarah, where does Putin come into all of this? Because Putin is an ally. And Putin certainly has done some miscreant-like things himself, right? So, you know, there's a certain ability to thumb one's nose at the severe criticism that the dictator is taking here.
Yeah, well, Russia is right next door, and certainly helps the what are they calling him, the last European dictator?
Right.
To have that big, massive Eastern non-European ally to do all sorts of things, to play mind games with their own people, to align themselves with a show of force and strength and protection, really. Look at what has happened to other destabilized regions adjacent to Russia, right? So, and Belarus, you know, I had a professor. I took courses for a master's in diplomacy and international relations, and one of my professors was actually someone who left Belarus, and always had really interesting asides about the politics on the ground there, and the poverty, the deep lasting poverty forced by dictatorial governments. So I don't know. I guess I can. I remember watching her and very viscerally, you could see that she was viscerally processing the politics in her body in a way that only someone with a lived experience could. And so the influence that Putin has and the influence of this kidnapping, essentially, isn't just for show, and it isn't just a show of force. It's also, I guess you could say, psychological warfare and emotional manipulation to keep people from speaking out.
I got to pause you there because we have to take a break. We will go, and we will be right back right after this. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. We've also opened the lockbox, a very exciting time that we've opened the lockbox. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Alan, when you are seated, I will tell you, because I want you to have your headphones on so you can hear these numbers in your head because they're good ones.
I hear them in my head tonight while my head is on the pillow.
we have... We started with, 292, I think? Mm-hmm. We're at $300,275.
So far, so good. Okay.
Over $300,000 is there. And so that means that we need to make $19,800.
Wow. You're
maybe
good.
Between 11 o'clock.
You are good. Anyway, as we often do, we heard from our wonderful, wonderful friend, Molly from Lanesboro. Now, Molly is a very important person because she and I have discussed her last name. I went to school with some of these guys, with the guys with that name. Apparently, they're not direct relations, but they were famous for going to trap raccoons in the park.
Oh.
So she's always gotten a kick at it. So anyway, what she said.
They didn't hurt the raccoons. Did they move them?
I really don't know.
All right.
I only know that they went. My friend Elliot told me that they went raccoon
trapping,
hunting in the park.
Okay. All right.
So Molly from Lanesboro, Massachusetts, says, "All right, I love you guys, and I love what you do, and I'm always excited by it. And by the way, this just came in this minute." Molly from Lanesboro says, I'll add to the challenge. I will give you an additional $3,000. Now, come on, don't break my heart here, folks. I'll give you an additional $3,000 if you can do this. What time did we say, Joe?
By 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock this morning. $3,000 more. But wait, there's more. but there's more. And that is, in addition to that, we have also heard from Robert and Linda Peterson of Petersburg, New York. They're probably
makes sense. Yeah,
they're probably the original Peters in Petersburg.
The namesakes.
Yeah. And they will give us an additional $5,000 if we can do this. Now that means Joe, there's an $8,000 on the table. No. I'm sorry.
$9,000.
If we can, come on, everybody, understand our pain. 1-800-323-9262 Or go to the best way to do it, because we only got 10 operators standing by here at Lewis Aluminum. But we also you can also go to WAMC.org, which is the preferred way. You put your money in, you can't be misinterpreted, you write down your comments, and we read them. So go to WAMC.org. Over to you, Joe.
$9,000 is on the table, which means if we get to $320,000, that means we're almost at $330,000 just because of these wonderful challenges. See how that works?
Yeah, and Molly, we love you. We really do. And thank you for doing that. She's always there for us, and I'm sure your cousins, I hope your cousins haven't gone on, or maybe they're not your cousins, on to their great reward in the up there with the raccoons.
Hope they're fine. Yes, that's right. 1-800-323-9262. We have $301,000 already. We need to make 19 more to make these $9,000 in challenges come to reality. So we rely on you. We're going to 11 o'clock. We have a wonderful panel while we do it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. But if this is going to work, you've got to call in. You've got to do your part. Yeah, it's a lot.
Call your mother. Call your brother. Call your
cousins.
Anybody.
Anything.
So you've got to do it.
Let's see. Let's go to some letters that we have on this.
And there's some comments, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Okay.
Because I have one right here just in the same thing from Brent and Emily, who say, you folks are the best. My wife and I listen religiously. She being a nurse and myself as a lieutenant in the FDNY.
Fire Department of New York.
That's right. We worked through the pandemic, and you helped us keep sane, keep doing what you're doing. We love you all.
And we love you guys. We really do. Okay. Chris from High Falls, New York. Thanks for making every day wonderful. Now, there are some things that get you to cry, and that's one of them. Let's go to Daniel Conway. Daniel from Conway, Mass. Up, onward and forward, leaving behind Trump and COVID. Nice. Onward and forward, leaving behind Trump and COVID. I hope you're right, Daniel, that it isn't... That Trump is not with us as a sort of permanent thing. And then Mallory from Troy, New York, we have to keep the foundation stable. We have to keep the foundation on which we rest, folks, stable. And you're right. So anybody, these are wonderful comments. And Joe, you have some more.
Well, I just have letters on our discussion about the outrage over the actions of the regime in Belarus, which diverted an international passenger flight on Sunday in order to seize an opposition activist who was on board. We have this letter from John. Can someone put out an Interpol arrest warning for Lukashenko on charges of hijacking an airplane? Maybe Ryanair? It doesn't matter whether or not it leads anywhere. It sends a much needed message. You use state power to commit crimes. You are a criminal.
Yeah, and you know, they have the airline itself has said it's a crime. So it'll be Ryanair has said that. And I think that'll be an important point in all of this. You know, brutal dictators have a way of getting what they deserve.
You can't imagine that, yeah, the airline's got to be upset. Like, this isn't good for them.
No.
Then we got this letter who said, dissident journalist is 26, not 24. Only mentioning this because Libby made a point of emphasizing his age. And he's...
Thank you.
Okay.
You stand corrected, Libby.
Yes.
Libby, you have to learn how to carry the one. And yeah, I think that's the point of the water. Okay, there we go.
Okay,
no more to be said there. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We need your help this morning as we open the lockbox and try desperately to get to the $320,000 point to make $9,000 in challenges.
Joe, as the Beatles said, help.
Help. That's right. Help. Alan is now looking over at Mike Bowen, hoping that perhaps the word, the song Help could magically appear on the airwaves at some point.
Right,
yes.
Right, right.
200. So, yeah, we are at, we're at $302,000 now.
Enough.
So $18,000.
$18,000? That's a long way. That's like stepping onto the desert and said, all I have to do is to get to the other side.
It's a long trek to the desert. What do you think happens next in this Belarus case? I mean, as far as I mentioned, there is great concern in the world community, as there should be. And you know, now what do we do?
So if Lukashenko gets his way, you know, nothing, because he has Putin, and that's all he really thinks he needs. On the other hand, you know, the world community is outraged by this. Sarah, what do you think happens next?
I have no idea. But, you know, there's a lot of outrage, as there was over Khashoggi. What happened there was there was several different investigations.
Right.
Trump gave some cover, as I recall. And we found out 2-3 years later, what really happened, which was what everyone suspected. And the tragedy of it all is that, it all happened after it was a preventable death that wasn't prevented because the outrage came after the incident occurred. So it goes back to the comment about preserving the foundation and the bedrock. I mean, we should turn our outrage to preserving independent media outlets. And I'm not taking advantage of a tragedy to pump the station, but, like, you know, a very valuable way to channel your outrage is to support independent journalism domestically and abroad. And the United States has traditionally been a beacon of journalism as a bedrock of democracy, and that's at risk. So making your voice clear here goes a long way towards addressing the global issues, because it's the democracies that international tribunals point to set norms and standards for international behavior. So
that was well said. That was good,
indeed.
Sarah. Nicely done. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. $302,005 out of the, we need $320,000, so that's $18,000 away. $17,995, but who's counting?
You are good, Joe. Yeah. Really good.
1-800-3-
I couldn't do that.
1-800-323-
Both Mrs. Zwick and Mrs. Weingarten from PS... From Joan of Arc would really pat you on the back for that, I suppose.
Well, we'll see how we keep doing here. But 1-800-323-9262. But the important thing to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't make the $17,995, we don't get the $9,000 in challenge money.
And let's go over that again, because remember that we heard from Molly from Lanesboro, Massachusetts, who said, I'm gonna give you $3,000 as a challenge if you can do this. And then we also heard from David DeWeese and Ann Heller of New York, New York, who said $1,000 if you can do this. Robert and Linda Peterson putting on the real pressure and said, I'll give you $5,000. We'll give you $5,000 if you can do it. Bringing us up to how much is on the table?
$9,000.
Oh, boy.
$9,000. $1,000, and we have $17,995 to make that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
You know, Joe, one time when Ray and I were doing this, maybe in an afternoon or something, and I brought my blood pressure monitor in with me, and I put it on my arm, and I tell you, it was through the roof. So I decided I'd never do that again, even though Ray, I hope he doesn't have a sadistic streak in him, has always encouraged me to bring it in.
No. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Quick check here. Oh, we're doing well here, Alan, I think.
Not well enough. Not well enough. It's never well enough.
No, and that's true. 1-800-323-9262. $17,900 is what we need, and we will march on. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue. We have other stories for our wonderful panelists. Thank you. We will also keep beating the drum here and hopefully getting to $320,000 point and $9,000 on the table.
And
so,
we only have, 13 minutes?
We have an hour and 13 minutes.
An hour and 13 minutes. I'm so sorry.
So we've done it before. We can do it again. Well, it's all possible.
Well, everybody do something, and we can't lose. We can't lose if everybody does either $5 or $5,000. We've seen both this morning, by the way.
Absolutely. 1-800-323-9262. $9,000 in challenge money. WAMC.org. 1-800-323-9262. We will be right back.
Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please help me?
I'm telling you, it's like the old Carson days. Stump the band. You can't stump Mike.
You
can't. No, you can't stump him.
He's the best.
Boom. Seconds.
So we have some comment show.
That's right. And by the way, if it's not lost on you, we need your help.
Yes. We need your help. Yes. And the best way to do it is at WAMC.org. WAMC.org. Up comes the menu, and you just follow it. Or you can, of course, call. We have 10 wonderful staff members who will take your calls. And that the telephone number is 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262. Anyway, here are some comments. We heard from Daniel in Hillsdale, Massachusetts. Hinsdale.
Yep.
An easy mistake. Hinsdale, Massachusetts. Thank you, Alan and team, for the outstanding programming. I could not imagine a day without WAMC. Stay safe. Dan and Liliana. That's a beautiful name, Dan. No, Liliana. It's a wonderful name.
Yes.
Okay. Matthew and Candace, New York, New York. We want to support the station and all of you and the great work you do. We never miss a morning of the roundtable. Guess, isn't that great? We never miss a morning of the roundtable. I hear that wherever I go. The other day, I was talking to somebody on the street. And I had a few seconds before I had to jump on with Joe and the gang. And the woman said, "What am I talking to you? I have to get back to listen to the show." And Susan from Clifton Park says, "I listen to you every day. Thanks for what you do." And remember that Matthew and Candace said, "We never miss a morning." Now comes Susan, "I listen to you every day." And then Rosemary from Hyde Park says, "Can't get through the day without WAMC." That's three in a row. Can't get through the day without WAMC. Wonderful.
And, you know, that's the other thing, too. I think a lot of us learned during the pandemic of, oh, God, you know, I need this information. And we all came together. So we need to come together this morning. We have $15,000 that we need to raise for a $9,000 melange of challenges.
And, Joe, so much of what we have had here and the kinds of remarks we're hearing is owed directly to you. You're wonderful. What you've been able to put together has been great, and on the round table, and the wonderful, always behind the scenes, but magnificent Sarah LaDuke,
That's
who is
right.
the producer
She's
of the show.
She's the absolute best. Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity and for creating all this so we could fill in the blanks. I'll tell you, we're $15,000 away. We've got an hour and seven minutes to do this in. So we need you. It's desperate. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Okay, I want now to say something that you invented, Joe, and you get all the credit, as far as I'm concerned, for you and Amber and all the other people who have worked on this. So now, I want to tell you all something. For every donation of $100 to WAMC by a listener to WAMC, WAMC will donate the equivalent of enough food to help a family of four for 3 months through the summer to the food pantries for the Capital District. So wherever you are, remember that you can help. And that's somebody said, well, what if somebody doesn't like that? Well, the answer is that's not our crowd. That's not the people who listen to WAMC. So for every $100 you give, WAMC will donate the equivalent of enough food to help a family of four for 3 months. You know who you are, and we know how important you are. Roselle and I make sure that we give our contribution to our local food pantry. It's amazing. If you don't think that there are those people who need this, to think again. You come by the distribution point on the way up to our house, and you will see a lot of people standing out there. So we are fundraising, but we're doing it because we think that this is the way to do it and what we think you would want us to do. So remember that. And Joe, over to you.
This is in honor of the food pantries for the Capital District. There is, you know, I think when we started doing this, there were about 40, and there are now 65 food pantries that they work with in Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga County, the greater Capital District. So they are doing amazing work. You know, during COVID, they had a lot of problems. Not only one of the main problems was there was such a need. So many people came in because they needed it, because they had lost their jobs, they had lost their income, they had lost the normal places that they would go. Then on top of this, a lot of the shelters had to close down because the people who were running the shelters were getting COVID, and they had to figure out how to redo things. And they did. They did all of that. So they've overcome a lot. But here's the point. If 150 people called up and said, I want to provide food for a family of four for the summer months, June, July, August, September. Then we'd have the money that we need. Yeah. Simple as that. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So 150 people that say, I want to help a family in our region. That's all. 1-800-323-9262.
Oh, boy, what a team we have here at WAMC. What a great group of people who give it up all to do what they have to do. So everybody, let's get going and let's make it happen. We don't have a lot of time, right? We have about an hour and 4 minutes.
To make about $14,000 right now. $14,000. $13,900.
Yeah, we can do this, and yeah, we can all do it together, because that's what we've always done. We've all done it together. That's why we're sitting here. That's why, you know, if you weren't there, I don't know why I always think of our patron saint, Pete Seeger. And I always think, what would Pete have done? What would Pete have done? What would he have said? You know, because he was always a dissident in that. That's what Pete would have said. That's Libby's.
Yes.
Well,
that's
look,
Libby's dog.
Look, Pete's at the door now.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
I'll be right back.
You never know. Libby will be right back. The dog said, when am I going out? That was part of the deal, don't you think? So I think about Pete and what he said to all of us that was so important. Oh, boy. Yeah.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We would love to hear from you. Let's see. We got this comment. Says, Alan, please continue to battle with the forces of evil.
Indeed.
Done.
I know who they are.
1-800, they have been identified. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. And let's see. I just want to real quick. I know you have to dip out for a second, Sarah, so I want to just go to you before you do this, because the other item I wanted to talk about is the President Biden's big agenda being imperiled as his priorities stall in Congress and a debt fight looms. What do you make of all this?
it's not surprising that the Republicans are coalescing around a certain message. That's the thing that we could expect them to do. That's what we would do in the same situation. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of the American people on multiple fronts. Again, it's sort of like the same story over and over and over again in terms of the Republican style of resistance politics, what their message is and where their priorities are. And again, you know, the fight is long, and it involves moments that feel quiet to us, and those of us who identify as Democrats need to make just as much noise when we're not under immediate peril to push the agenda forward as we do in moments of crisis. And so that, unfortunately, I do have to go for a bit, but I'll be back, and that's in broad strokes where I land on that.
Excellent. Sarah, thank you very much. We'll talk to you in just a few minutes. We welcome your letters, and we welcome your pledges. 1-800-323-9262. You can also get us online, wamc.org, wamc.org. And best I look at it, Alan, we need $13,000.
And for all of you who have made challenges, there are others who can do the same thing, and whatever you can do, this is your WAMC. You made it. We started it over again in 1979 when we took it over from the Albany Medical College, and you and your folks who lived in your houses and your parents were there.
I will tell you that Alan and I, the phrase is, we will reset the table when we come back to tell you where we are and what everything's going and what we've got going on and all that good stuff. Before we do that, we're going to go to news with Ray Graff, and we will be back right after this. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable, to our panel discussion this morning. We're reopening. We are opening the lockbox. We've opened it, and we are starting now. We have $1 million goal so far in the coffers right now, $311,546. And
long way to go.
Long way to go. And just to give you a couple of things here to tell you what's happening. Number one is that we have until 11 o'clock to do this. Right. Also, Alan, and you can tell us who these wonderful people are, but we have $9,000 in challenges, three separate challenges, making up $9,000. And we get that $9,000 if we make $8,519 in the next 53 minutes.
The last one was Molly from Lanesboro, Massachusetts, whose cousins, I think, but maybe they weren't really cousins, trapped raccoons in the park in New York City, a $3,000 challenge. And then we heard from David DeWeese and Ann Heller of New York, who put $1,000 into this challenge. They started us off this morning, and we were very grateful. And then Robert and Linda Peterson of Petersburg, where everybody goes through the pass, put in another $5,000. And now let's just finish this up. We have other things to do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your radio station. You know it. We love you and we trust you and we know that everybody will do something. You know, Joe, a couple of things have happened since we last met with our wonderful group. First of all, we are now, as I understand it, you can help me with this, the number one radio station in the entire region. Is that right? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Thing? Yes.
Yeah.
Number one. I remember when our friend, our wonderful friend Dave Gillette came and said, "We're number 13, isn't that great?" And here we are, number one because of you folks, because of all of you and what you have done. And it was great when we were number 13, trust me. And so we're growing together. We're doing this. We're making this happen. And we are so proud of everybody who has put something in. And we heard, as I said, from all these people like Mallory of Troy, who said we have to keep the foundation of the station stable. And Danielle said, "Onward and forward, leaving behind Trump and COVID." I love that one. And Chris from High Falls, "Thanks for making every day wonderful." And Joe, "We're doing it, but we're going to need everybody, all the people who are issuing challenges, all the people who really care about the station. I can't walk down the street in Great Barrington without somebody saying, 'I listen to you guys every single day.'" It's amazing.
There's a lot of love out there, and we certainly appreciate it. So we need $7,700 right now to get $9,000 in challenge, so you figure out why that's so important. Also, one of the things that we're doing this morning, which is really important, and this is for every donation of $100 to WAMC in fund drive, in honor of the food pantries for the Capital District, WAMC will feed a family of four for the summer months. So if you think of that and you look and you say, well, you need $7,500. If 75 people were to call right now to help a family of four for the summer months, we would be great. And you know what happens, Alan? You've seen this when in the old days when we were doing fund drives in person, we would, you know, what was that, a year and a half ago? We would.
It was forever.
We would have the paper, and then you'd get a sticker. So then you got a sticker. And we knew how many people did because we had a sticker on it. Well, say there were 75 stickers. What would happen is people would not only adopt a family, they'd adopt two, three, four, five.
Sometimes you get the piece of paper and it'd have nine red stickers on it.
Yeah. Or they would just staple a whole pack of stickers to it. Anyway, the point is that you can help as many families as you want. You can help WAMC. You can help feed people in our region who desperately need it. They have a wonderful network that helps keep food on the pantry shelves, and we want to make sure that we address that need as well as the needs that we have for this public radio station.
And Joe, just a time out to say a great thanks to you, because it was you who came up with these partnerships.
Well,
and you did it with the wonderful friends from the Fox Foundation and other people in the past. They're not there this time, but we're making it happen because we really do believe in this.
You know, I have to say, just a shout out to Natasha Pernicka, who is oversees the food pantries for the Capital District, has been a great friend for a long, long time here, and just the work they do is miraculous. I mean, absolutely miraculous.
It's true.
And you were talking about the food pantry in Great Barrington. We have one in our community, and the work they're doing is just, you know, it's second to none, and it's so important, and I think everybody knows that. So that's what we're asking for you, a $100 donation to WAMC's fund drive in honor of the food pantries for the Capital District, and WAMC will feed a family of four for the summer months. As simple as that. But here we go.
How are we doing?
We need about $6,000 is what we need. $6,500. I'm sorry. $6,500.
Well, I got a plan. If somebody just gives us the $6,500 or some part of it, I know what to do next. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your station. You made it. And when I walk down the street and somebody says, "I listen every day and I never stop listening," it means so much to Joe. It means a lot to me and to every one of us who have put this thing together. You know, I hate to do this to you, but I'll tell you one more time. Back in the day, 1979, when we took over from the Albany Medical College and started doing this, we didn't actually get the charter till 80 sometime, I think. But it didn't matter because we went to you. Now, I'll be honest with you. I went to some very wealthy people who were identified to me as being people who would support the radio station. And the answer was no. No.
Yeah.
We're just not going to help you. And this redounds badly on me because I went to them first and then I said, okay, then we have to do it with everybody putting in $25 or $50 or whatever they can do. And everybody did. And it taught me a lesson. Now, are there wealthy people who give us a great deal of money now? Yes, there are, and they're wonderful, and we so appreciate it. But in the end, you know what this is all about. This is all about a community barn raising, and we have done it together. And so now if everybody will get on a phone and do 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org, the easy way to do it, WAMC.org. And if you want a premium, you can get a premium that way. You know, there's still crank radios left over. I was up on the third floor. I saw them.
They're there. They're there. You can still crank away.
I saw them. And it's quite wonderful. And, you know, there you are. We heard from Catherine of New Orleans. Now, I tear up because, of course, my son lives in New Orleans. And originally from Pennsylvania, my sister Mary Ann lives in Southampton, Massachusetts, and got me started listening to the Roundtable. Living in New Orleans for 10 years and listens every day, loves the discussions. And Catherine, thank you so much. New Orleans means a great deal to me, too. Philip from Saratoga Springs, WAMC is truly a public good. We are always happy to support your crucial work, Phil and Marie Glotzbach. Now, if you don't know about Phil Glotzbach, he was the president, the great president of
Skidmore,
of course, and just a great, great guy. And Sean from Craryville said, WAMC is a calm, friendly voice in the wilderness. And Peter from Orange, Massachusetts, Alan stated his wife says WAMC has character. Candy and I say WAMC has many wonderful characters. I got it. With a big capital S at the end. Eric and Nancy of Castleton. Love Alan. Love Joe. Love Ray. We love it all. Keep up the good work of speaking the truth and shining the spotlight on the important topics. And then Janice and Bob of Greenwich, New York. You know Janice and Bob of Greenwich?
I think I do.
Yeah, okay. We listen to WMC daily while in the U.S. and when overseas, living on our sailboat.
Maybe I don't actually. We make sure
we listen to Roundtable by downloading it daily to keep on top of the key news topics, as well as keeping in touch with WMC while away from the area. And Hillary from Rensselaer, New York says, I've been listening to the Roundtable just about every day since we were sent home last year. It's so nice to hear the familiar voices every day, both when covering challenging topics or just making us laugh. Thank you to Hillary from Rensselaer. Okay, Joe, what do we got?
All right, we need $4,500. We have $9,000 in challenge money on the table. We need to do this by 11 o'clock. We are also, of course, working to help the food pantries, food for a family of four for 3 months for a pledge of $100 to WAMC in honor of the food pantries for the Capital District. Simple as that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Okay, so...
So there's a lot of money on the table now, folks, if we can just do this. We need $4,400. Is that right,
yes.
Joe, you said?
Yep.
So I need everybody on a phone now, please. It's Alan. I like to think it's your Alan. 1-800-323-9262. Again, let me repeat that one more time. 1-800-323-9262. Or go to WAMC.org. It's actually the preferred way because we only have a limited number of volunteers or staff members who are actually answering your calls. You may get Ian Pickus or somebody like that. What a pleasure. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. And for the rare person who does not have a computer but who has a radio, you can take some money and in the form of a check and send it to WAMC at 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Joe.
$3,500 is what we need. $3,500. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So
because I have a plan.
Alan has a plan, and he wants to execute it, for goodness sakes. Libby, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Good. That's great. So when we were talking about Biden's agenda being imperiled as his priorities stall in Congress and a debt fight looms, what do you make of that?
Well, you know, there's a part of me that thinks This is how you sell newspapers. Scary headlines, you know. I think, though, there's no two ways about it, that he's up against, not against the wall, perhaps, but up against obstructionists. You know, the Republicans, Mitch McConnell has repeated his, we won't let anything happen, just like he did with Obama. But they do this at their own peril, from my perspective, because people want the infrastructure bill. The polling has showed that that's pretty clear. People want it. They want jobs. They like what's going on with the COVID relief and the money that came through when Biden was first elected, and, you know, what they were able to get through reconciliation. So I think the Republicans stall this at their own
peril,
you know, their own peril because of the 2022 elections. I don't think that this is going to be your typical midterm. I think things might change. I mean, yes, we have gerrymandering happening and redistricting and all of that, and we'll lose a seat here in New York, and it'll be between Claudia Tenney and Stefanik. They'll rejigger those seats, and which may mean Katko might lose too. Who knows? We'll see. But nonetheless, you know, the people want this. They understand that infrastructure means jobs, and people want jobs for the most part. I mean, we also see these headlines of people saying, I don't want to go back to work. I'm making more money on unemployment. That's not going to last forever. And we do know that employers are having trouble filling all their slots. But I think that that soon will ease up as well, as people realize they do need to get back to work. At least that's the common sense approach. Now, we all know that common sense isn't always what prevails. But I think that, you know, he's doing the right thing. He knows how to work the Senate. He was there for so long. He understands negotiations. I found it fascinating to read that he's leaving some of the, you know, legislative issues to the legislature. He's letting Congress negotiate guns and immigration, and he's working on the big things that he needs to be working on.
You know, Alan, we, by the way, have $2,200 that we need.
$2,200. Ladies and gentlemen, let's clear it off. I have a plan. I know I have a plan. So that will mean we have raised, we've raised 25 plus whatever the challenges were, which is substantial. And then I have a plan that is going to be really something that'll be extraordinary. But we have to do it within the next few minutes.
That's what happens when you interview Elizabeth Warren. You have a plan for that now.
Yes. And as you know, I don't like to talk about this too much because some people might consider it sexist. You know that Richie Neal, my favorite congressman and my congressman, introduced me to Elizabeth, Senator Elizabeth.
Right there in Great Barrington,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she did. He said, this is a good journalist. He was very kind to me. And she leaned over and she gave me a kiss on the cheek.
That's very sweet.
I have not
washed
that
cheek.
For a long,
how long ago was that?
A long time ago. When she was running, right.
$900 is what we need.
Oh, come on, come on. Cut it out.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
I have a plan.
$900.
Yeah.
You get $9,000.
You do. And then I have a plan. And
then you have a plan to get more.
I do.
All right.
I have a plan.
Can't wait to hear it.
No, you'll be impressed.
I will. All right. So, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. While that money rolls in and we get ready to implement your plan, said plan.
I'm getting ready. I'm rolling up my sleeves as we speak. Yeah. So I have my WAMC schmata on. And by the way, if anybody wants an official WAMC schmata, then all you have to do is to pledge your $100. And in the mail, you'll get a schmata.
$300 now.
And $300 is what?
Yeah, that we need to.
Oh, $300.
Before
but not
we can
for
get
the
your
schmata.
Plan. No. You get the schmata.
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 Yeah.
It's the first syllable.
Yeah. And and does it reflect what the item is?
No, it's a, well, it's a beautiful hooded you know, shmata.
And
it's a hooded shmata. And when I walk in the morning, I always put the hood up. You know, it's this morning was very cold.
Yeah, you don't want to whirl it around the ears or anything.
No, no. And then you get it, it's blue and it has
the Sunburst Mike logo.
Sunburst Mike logo. Mike and is standing behind below the Sunburst. Yes. It's really great. And we all wear it here. Everybody in the place has one. You know,
we all have them hanging on our chairs when the air conditioning
Right. And then I see Dave Gustina, for example. He's I don't think he ever takes his off.
No, it gets chilly and you put it on and then you take it off. Sort of like a Mr. Rogers thing.
Yeah. You know, chilly reminds me that we had a friend in Great Barrington named Paul Argentini.
Yes.
And Roselle would say, how did that go? She would say, it's very chilly. And I'd say something about Argentinian. But anyway, it doesn't much matter.
Chili today, hot tamale? That was a soupy sales joke.
I've lost it all.
Okay. Guess what? You can implement your plan. We're at $321,000.
Okay. Now we're at $321,000.
Yep.
Wait a second. Because we started below $300,000.
Yeah. So right now, and I haven't added this in, so don't, you know, but so 321 is what we have now. You add the 9 that we made, that's 330. So right now we are at $330,000.
Wow. Okay. Now we got to get to $400,000.
Okay.
So we've just heard from Joan Davidson. Joan Davidson says she will give us $5,000.
Yep.
If before 11 o'clock, we can raise another $10,000.
Wow, $10,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So Joan says, my good friend Joan, who I love. Okay, now this is my plan. My plan is that you call your mother, you call your brother, you call your father, whatever, and your kids and say, Alan is asking.
Seems like a doable plan.
Joe's asking, $10,000?
Yep, for $5,000.
And we get another $5,000. That's extraordinarily generous.
And well, Joan Davidson has always been there for us. Has always been so generous to us, and that is wonderful. $5,000, and don't forget, Libby. I know this speaks to something near and dear to your heart, but for every donation of $100 to WAMC's fund drive, in honor of the food pantries for the Capital District, WAMC will feed a family of four for the summer months. So that is $100 and certainly incentive alone. That if we could just get 100 people to do that right now, 100 people just to do that, we'd be done. And
I know Amber will be coming in with more comments that I can read.
34 minutes, and we'll go over. And that's the time that we have.
Where are we going over?
We are going over to news in a second. We have to take, we have like 2 minutes before we have to go over to the news.
Okay, let me.
The BBC.
Let me give you some news. This is, you know, the lockbox part of the fund drive. As you know, folks, the last couple of fund drives, we haven't gotten to the fund drive because of you and your generosity and how decent you've been about supporting the station that you listen to. And trust me, folks, when I say we love you and each and every one of you for doing this, I mean it, because we would be nothing without you. So the number is 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. And we can do this. I know we can do it. But unfortunately, we only have what?
33 minutes to do it.
33 minutes.
Yep.
Now, Joan Davidson put $5,000.
That's great.
On the table. Did I say something wrong? No.
No, I was just saying that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's great.
$5,000 on the table, but we have to do it by 11 o'clock. That only gives us 23 minutes. If you got 1,000, give us 1,000. If you got 5,000, give us 5,000. You got 5, give us $5 or whatever. So we can do it.
Or whatever. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We need you. We need you desperately right now. $5,000 on the table. We're looking to get to the $330,000 point.
More comments coming in. Alan, you want to read those? We've got about 2 minutes before we go over the top.
Anonymous from Hudson, New York. WAMC continues to be a lifeline to sanity. Love the roundtable panels. That's from Anonymous in Hudson, New York, birthplace of one Roselle Shartok.
That's right.
Todd and Susan from Little Falls, New York. Love all the programming, especially Hudson Valley Sampler. I also appreciate the hard work of Ian Pickus as director of the newsroom. Todd and Susan from Little Falls, let me just add to your wonderful comment about Ian. Boy, sometimes you get really lucky, and we are so lucky to have Ian. There is a guy who really holds it all together. His humor and everything else is just extraordinary. And Todd and Susan from Little Falls, thank you for that. And Hollis from Kinderhook, New York, pledging in honor of Bob Dylan's 80th birthday today. May you stay forever young.
Yeah, I think we've got some in the canon.
What'd you say?
I think we have some Dylan music in the canon.
Well, the one I was interested in is May You Stay Forever Young.
Mm.
And I'm sure that Mike is on the case.
He's always on the case.
Getting, forever young ready for us. And Jessica, I'm in Virginia and listen every day from Williamsburg, Virginia. You know, I love the fact that we're getting money from all over the world, from people who are saying, I want to be part of this because you're my station. And Allison from Millbrook, New York. In addition to my monthly gift, don't let the lights go out on the little station that could and did. Now, Allison, why do you try to make me cry? You shouldn't do that.
1-800-323-9262. We have 13 seconds here before we go over to the news, but we have 30 minutes to make money here. We need, I believe, $6,000 to get to our goal. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion for this Monday morning. We are not only are having a panel, but we're also opening the WAC box today and making the much needed funds available so this radio station can continue to operate and this program can continue to operate. And we have $1 million goal. So far, we are at $327,639.
It's excellent. Just remember, there's nothing like WAMC. There is not a better public radio station or equivalent public radio station around. What I really love about this radio station is how the staff gets along and everybody. You know, a secret is that we meet every Tuesday morning, very early in the morning. Friday morning. And we talk out all of the challenges that we may have. And you know, it is just such a terrific opportunity. I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like this radio station and anything like the people who are listening. I have to tell you, making these kinds of goals is extraordinary. And 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, or WAMC.org. There you go.
So, Joe? Two things to talk about. One is that we have a $5,000 challenge from Joan Davidson that is currently on the table. It was a $5,000 to make $10,000.
But only if we can make it by 11 o'clock, and that only gives us 14 very short minutes.
That's right. Now, what's good about that, 24.
I told you about Mrs. Swick, right?
But what's good about this is that we need about $3,600 left to make that.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of money. It's 36 people at 100. It's, you know, 3.5 people at, you know, 1,000.
Yeah. Yes.
It's one at 3,600.
One person can do this.
But that ain't going to happen. We're dependent on everybody doing something because we know how important it is. Now, the most important thing to do is go to WAMC.org, and that's where you'll find it. And that'll be the easiest for us. But we do have staff members who will take your calls. 1-800-323-9262. That's the number. Yojo.
Now, the other thing we have going, Libby's here. Hi, Libby.
Hi.
Hey. Still there, huh?
Yeah. Libby's still with us. Are you impressed with how much money's coming in?
Yes, and, you know, we gave to help. So
wow,
we're very happy to do that.
Well, thanks to you. Thanks to Lynn.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So the other thing we've got going is that for a $100 pledge, you can a food for a family of four for 3 months. So for every $100 that goes to WAMC's fund drive in honor of the food pantries for the Capital District, WAMC will feed a family of four for the summer months. This is us coming together to help the community. So if you think about this, you know, we can help hundreds of families in this community if we come together and help this radio station. It's as simple as that. 1-800-323-9262.
And what a special radio station it is that our concern is for all of you, for everybody. And we are just so impressed by the outpouring of people who believe in the station and who believe in what we're doing. Now, we have, 22 minutes?
22 minutes, and the...
No, I'm scared. I really am worried about this.
Well, okay, don't get too... I think... Here's what I'm going to task you to do.
I'm worried, Joe. I'm worried.
Can I task you with something?
Please.
All right. Because a moment ago, you had a plan. And I
just
think...
That was the plan.
But I think you're going to need another plan.
Why is that?
Well, we're close. We're close.
But not close enough.
Pretty close.
Okay, pretty close. Well, what do you got there? You're showing me something. You're saying we need to go, right?
Yes.
$1,481.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a lot of money.
Well, it is a lot of money. Well, but after that, do we have another plan?
Yes. Oh, I have another plan.
That's what I mean. Okay.
I have a plan.
Right. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. $800 now to go, and we get the $5,000 from Joan Davidson. 1-800-323-9262. Libby was so disheartened when I told her this morning that we weren't ready for visitors yet, but we're almost ready for visitors.
We are.
Yeah.
And Libby, your vaccination progress is what?
Oh, I'm fully vaccinated. I even have my Excelsior pass on my phone.
We won't even ask you to see it. We trust you that much.
What happens if you come from Massachusetts where they don't have an Excelsior pass?
You have your card. You still have your card.
I have the card.
You need to bring a little card with you.
Yep. 1-800-323-9262.
$300.
But not if you're in
Belarus. What? Not if you're in flying.
Oh, Belarus.
No, that's a different kind of card.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. By the way, if you're Sarah Rogerson, do you call back? 1-800-323-9262. We've made
That's
it.
That's a good question.
Alan, we made it?
$340,099 in the coffers.
So,
yay.
So now you're saying that we have 19 minutes to go, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I have another plan.
Now, yeah, go before one quick thing before you go to your plan, okay?
Okay.
Just to
But hurry because the plan will go away.
I swear this won't take away. Minus
I have a good plan, too.
Okay, go ahead. What's your plan?
Well, what do you got?
No, I was just saying that it has been, we will have made, right now, we are at 340,000. We're at $140,124, right?
Yeah, and we started.
And we started at $293,174, which means that we have made $46,000. $950.
So what I'd like to see us do in the next 19 minutes is to get this to set a record. and to get so much down, so much day.
Yep.
I'd like to set a record by 11 o'clock of having raised $60,000. So how much would we need to do
All right.
that?
So this is advanced math.
Yeah. Okay. Takes a pencil. Takes a paper.
Yeah. And 60, bum 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 bum, minus and.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a calculator on your computer.
Oh, no, I have it. I have a real calculator in my hands, Libby. Are you kidding?
Ah.
Well, the one on the computer is real also.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It is. I just don't have that. That was a little clunkier, though. Don't you think?
No.
It's hard to, you got to push around. Okay, so that's $12,900. $12,900.
Okay. You're telling me that if we can make $12,900 between now and 11 o'clock, which is very hard, going to be very hard, that Anonymous of Catskill, New York says he'll throw in $1,000, and Azure Green of Middlefield, Massachusetts says, Azure? She, he, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know. Ms. Hyphen... Green of Middlefield, Massachusetts, will throw in $2,000. So that means we'll have $3,000 more if we can do this by 11 o'clock. And that only gives us 17 minutes. Now, some of you will say, well, no, you can't do that.
Some of you will scoff.
And I'll say, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Sure, we can. Barack Obama said it. I'm saying it. Sure we can. Yes, we can.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-92. Sorry, hit the microphone with my shoulder. That's new.
So Libby, how different is it hearing this fun drive from what we used to do in class all the time? Remember those days?
Barely. I mean, I just finished my class last week.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it was
Tell
lovely.
Us more.
We had a lovely time. I mean, Alan, you never asked us for money in class. You just asked for blood, sweat, and tears. That's all.
You just asked for what? For
blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Oh, yes, that's true.
Yes.
Okay, so it's 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Now, look. We have to make how much, Joe?
Basically, you have to make about $12,000.
$12,000. We've only got
16 minutes.
15 minutes, really, give or take a bit, to do this in. I need everybody on a phone now. I know that we can do it. We can show them. Who's them, you ask? Well, you know who them is. 1-800-323-9262. We'll show them a thing or two. That's what I say about that.
$11,056 is what we need. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. For every donation of $100 to WAMC's fund drive in honor of the food pantries for the Capital District, WAMC will feed a family of four for the summer months. If 110 people did that right now, we'd be done, and we would have our money. 1-800-323-9262.
We heard from Anonymous in Napanock, New York. That's Napanock where everybody takes, a rest during the middle of the day. First time listener and donor. Thank you for your honesty and for all you do for the listening areas. And Donna from Galway, where?
Everyone plays
the flute.
Yep.
Keep on keeping on. It is a treasure to behold to have the opportunity to listen to WAMC every day. Thank you, Donna. Two ends.
Remember when James Galway came in to Tanglewood and we told that story? You told him that story?
And he didn't laugh.
Yeah, he didn't laugh. He
didn't think it was funny. I remember. And he brought Mrs. Galway with him.
She was very...
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. And Sarah from Hillsdale, New York says, love my station, LMS. Love my station.
Nice.
And then Nancy from Caddyville, where everybody drives a, Caddyville, New York. I love that I can listen to WAMC through streaming wherever I might be. And by the way, that's true. The Shartox listen to WMC in Colombia and in Italy. All you got to do is get the app, and there it is, thanks to our wonderful group of specialists who make that happen. Anonymous from Germantown, New York. Thank you for keeping me sane during these troubling times. And Caroline from Cambridge, New York. You know Caroline?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know Caroline.
I've been a member of WMC since the earliest days. It's been a bulwark against isolation, a source of reliable news and entertainment. I cannot imagine life without it. Keep on, carrying all of us forward. P.S. I hope Kelly is on the mend. And we all our prayers go out to Joe's Kelly and getting through all of this mess.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Okay, so we are $9,800. $9,800 is what
boy.
We need. So we need 98 people at $100 each. You can help feed a family of four for 3 months if you pledge $100. Of course, you don't have to pledge $100. Whatever you can do, you know what that is. 1-800-323-9262, but it's everybody coming together. Sarah Rogerson, we had over under on whether you were actually going to call back. So good for you for actually doing it. Thank you.
Are you back, Sarah?
Just in time.
Great.
I asked earlier, like, if you're Sarah, do you call back? And there you are. So we thank you for your for being so supportive as always. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
12 minutes.
12 minutes to make $9,000 to get us to the...
This time we may lose. This time we may lose unless everybody gets going right now.
Yeah.
We've done it before, but I need all the help. We need all the help we can possibly get. 12 minutes. Sarah, what do you think?
We have $3,000 in challenge money, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And what is it? And where's that money that's from?
One from Anonymous of Catskill and from Azure Green of Middlefield.
Middlefield. And so there's $3,000 there. We can do this. This is going to be an amazing, record-breaking morning if we can do it.
$60,000 if we can do it. 1-800-323-9262. We're in the 8,000s now. 1-800-323-9262. 12 minutes. Can you make $8,000? It's like $8,753. Can you make that in 12 minutes?
You can.
Yes.
I know you can, and I know if there is a group of people that can do it, it's some of the people who make up the five, listen to this, folks, 500, yesterday I wore my Kafka T-shirt.
Oh, I missed it.
No, I wasn't here.
Oh, I know.
So I wore my Kafka T-shirt yesterday, which is very meaningful to me because, you know, Kafka always knew. So think about, you want to hear about Kafka-esque, 500,000 listeners to WAMC every month. Now think about that. Think if you put 500,000 people on Constitution Avenue, you couldn't even get them in.
No.
500,000 people. And what do we need now? How many do we need?
I'm checking. But 1-800-323-9262. It was about $8,000, though.
About what? 80 people, something like that.
Yep. 1-800-323-9262.
Out of 500,000. Don't you see what I'm getting
now,
at? Don't you understand the whole principle of Kafkaesque?
Yes. Now, Marilyn just wrote, and she said she can't get through on the phone. And she said, if I donate online, will it count toward the challenge?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Without question.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Now, and also, if you possibly can do it online, that frees up for the phone lines for people who are not internet access to the internet immediately.
Right. Now, the question is, and I do have to talk to our phone provider every once in a while, shake my bony finger at them and say, are you sure you're doing right here? Oh, you know what I mean?
Just make sure everything's, all the calls are going through.
Corpus mentis.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. But the other way to take that is, Alan, is that there's so many people calling in to help us make this goal. There's so many people, like, jamming the phone lines to make this.
Sure.
That's nothing but good news.
1-800-323.
Well, I mean, you may be right. I'm just saying maybe that's it, too.
Yeah, I stand corrected. What?
$6,000.
$6,000?
$6,000.
We only have 9 minutes, 8 minutes to do it in.
Yep.
Come on, everybody. It's Alan. Don't make me cry. 1-800-323-9262. This has been an amazing morning, Joe. An amazing morning. A little over 8 minutes to do it in. Let's get to the phones. 1-800-323-9262. Or better yet, go right to the your instrument of computerism. Instrument of computerism, and just get into WAMC.org and do it that way. It'll all count. As long as you're in the middle of doing it, it will count. Don't say, I'm not going to do it now because I won't make the thing. You'll have phobia about making the thing in the time.
Yes. $5,600 is what we need. $5,600, we have 8 minutes to do it in.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Let's everybody do this. 1-800-323-9262. I have one last story I want to get to. I would really like to hear both from Libby and from Sarah on this story. And I just didn't know what to make of it. Kelly and I talked about this story for a long time last night. And so I decided to throw it into the mix because I just was interested in what everybody had to say. There is this school in Florida. And yeah. I know you can be surprised, too, that it was in Florida. But it's a public school. Parents and students said they were outraged that photos of at least 80 female students at Bartram Trail High School in St. Johns County, Florida, had been digitally edited.
Seven minutes.
So basically, any picture that showed anything, like even
a little bit of cleavage.
A little bit of cleavage or just like. And I'm not even talking about anything provocative, right? Am I right on that?
Well, different people.
No, not looking at the pictures we saw.
Yeah, this is. Did you see this one?
Oh,
this
I
is
did.
It's outrageous.
Yeah. So, now here's the thing that I want to go. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Alan, we're $4,000 away, by the way.
Oh, boy.
$3,800. $3,800.
6 minutes to go.
Okay. So the story is that they have these alterations. A black bar has been added to cover more of the chest of these girls. So the parents, the kids are all up in arms, saying that this is not good, and that it's silly, and this has to do with a dress code, apparently. And so, Libby?
It's body shaming at its worst.
How do you figure?
It's making young women feel bad about their bodies. I mean, I'm not one for young women to be out there, you know, without proper covering on. I mean, you know, but this is just absurd. It's the most puritanical, you know, perspective on a woman's body that I've seen in a really long time. What is it? You know, somebody wrote in the story, well, the guys on the swim team were in Speedos and there wasn't any kind of photoshopping done there. Exactly. So,
well, there may have been, but not in this way.
Wrong.
Sarah.
5 minutes to go.
A lot of school districts in progressive areas, or not even in progressive areas, but in areas that understand modernity at all, are abandoning dress codes for a lot of these reasons because they're enforced unevenly on lines of gender and race. Often they are tools of structural racism and patriarchy. And this is why. But it wasn't just a black bar. There was the gal that was wearing a flannel shirt. And instead of like the black bar, they cut and pasted part of her flannel shirt and made it go sideways.
I mean, they made it look like a burqa. I mean, it was weird. Like
exactly. Yeah.
Well, I didn't get that whole thing.
What they did is, imagine a normal shirt on a young woman. And what they did is they took a piece, like a portion of the shirt, and then they photoshopped it so it covered any skin going up to her
face.
Okay, wait.
We have $1,300 is what we need.
$1,300. 4 minutes. I don't know if they're going
to
make this.
Photoshop job. It's insulting to people in my...
Well, Libby's going in and out. Go ahead,
Sarah. Four minutes. Yeah. Hurry up.
Oh, there you are, Libby. Go ahead.
No, it's at least do a decent Photoshop job. I mean, it's insulting to people in my business to not do Photoshop well. And I mean, but above and beyond that, Sarah's absolutely right. You know, you look at these dress codes, kids who boys who go in with nails painted get sent home, you know, because they're not gender specific. All kinds of things are going on.
Three minutes. 3 minutes. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, and $3,000 on the table. Okay, so, yeah, and I just don't understand how, and of course, I mean, I know this, and of course, a guy's running the yearbook and making the decisions, and I just, I don't, how these kids, and I guess the kids were concerned because they had been dealing with this issue, right, Sarah, as far as the dress code for most of the year.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, that it's a huge issue for kids, and you know, this is it disproportionately impacts women, people who are otherwise marginalized in society, as Libby was saying, individuals who are expressing themselves through, you know, sexual identity, fluidity, non-gender conforming kids. It's just an instrument of hate and exclusion and perpetuation of outdated ideas. We should really focus on the conduct of our kids, not their attire.
2 minutes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that this morning we have made our goal, which is good. That is all very, very good news. Mike, can you whisper in my ear what my out time is? Okay. All right. So I have 40 seconds. So,
and I want to read some stuff.
Oh, do it real quick. Okay. Alan, just to let you know, this morning, with all the challenges, everything in, as of this second, $64,826.
Whoa. Whoa, ho, ho. Howdy, okay. Howdy. Julius and Gertrude of Hillsdale, let's kick off the day with a vengeance. Day one with a vengeance. And Hope says, peace, love, WMC, and Anonymous from Willsboro, New York. Money is tight right now, but I'll put $20 in the lockbox. And Anne from Glenmont, New York, thank you, Roundtable and Alan, for all you do to support democracy in these troubled times. Patrick from Danbury, Connecticut, WMC is the best source of hope for the future. Patrick of Connecticut, Anonymous from Coquag, New York, Coquag, New York, keep it up. Keep up the great work. WAMC is an essential part of my day. A big thanks to Anonymous of Catskill and from Azure Green of Middlefield, Massachusetts, for helping us make this.
Thank you all. Libby, Sarah, thank you for being so patient. We appreciate it. Alan, that was fun. We'll do it again tomorrow. And yeah, $65,816.
Wow.
So there you go. That was this morning. So much more to do. You can help throughout the day. WAMC.org, WAMC.org. You can also go online or call us, 1-800-323-9262. We will be right back. First News.